the Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, friends, the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, pretty Peggy Pepper, and here she is.
Bringing joy across the land.
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10 and 2 and 4.
Thank you, friends. Thank you, indeed. This is Jack Arthur asking you all to step up and step out in the Dr. Pepper Parade. Along the line of march, you'll meet Pretty Peggy Pepper, the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, and our stars, Molasses and January. Lined up in front of your house each week at this time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. Oh, January?
Yes, Mr. Arthur?
Step up here in front of the reviewing stand and give us a sentence containing the word swoosh, will you?
Swoosh?
Right.
You mean S-W-W-S-E? Oh, me.
Oh, you. Molasses?
Yes, sir. A zig is a right-handed zag and a swoosh is a left-handed swoosh. Swish.
Peggy?
This is a special swoosh named Alexander.
Uh-huh. Alexander the swoosh. Try a few notes of that, will you, Peter? Maybe we'll all join in. Here comes little Alexander, what a funny looking gander.
He's half swan and he's half goose.
Ha, 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 he's just a swoosh.
Alexander's really molasses, pride of all the poultry classes.
He's half swan and he's half goose.
Ha, 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 he's just a swoosh.
Mother, mother, mother goose, why am I not like brother goose? The other geese just laugh at me and call me a catastrophe.
Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Half swan, half goose,
oh molasses is a swoosh.
La 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 la. Whenever they play hide and seek, I hide my head cause I'm a freak. They say my pappy was a swan, a good for nothing vagabond.
Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Big feet, big beak,
oh molasses is a freak.
La 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 la
la la la.
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Everybody's on me tonight, ain't they?
What's wrong?
Everybody standing out here low-rating poor intelligent me. I can't help it, son, if my pappy was a swan and my mama was a goose. I can't help it because I'm ugly.
I know you can't help being ugly, but you could stay home.
Oh, wise crevices, huh? What's the difference between a goose?
A goose know what?
Oh, nothing. Just what is the difference between a goose, that's all.
I don't know. What's the difference between a goose?
One leg is both the same.
Don't pay no attention. Sing, Miss Peggy.
They're so unkind, but he doesn't mind their slander.
He's just disturbed because he's hurt. They're gonna cook his goosey gander.
Guess I'll have to run away. I know what they'll do if I stay. I'd rather be a refugee instead of chicken for hickory.
Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Swoosh, swoosh, oh molasses is a swoosh. Half a swan, half a goose.
Molasses is a swoosh.
La 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 la.
Nya 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 hoo hoo hoo. Oh, molasses is a swoosh.
Hey, Daniel.
Yeah, boy.
You know, you and me ought not to sing no songs.
Why not?
You see that man sitting down there in that third row with that cabbage in his hand?
Well, what about it?
He didn't bring that in here to eat.
Wait a minute, Molasses. Huh? I see thou hast in thy alabaster paw there a letter. Now tell me, is it from your hometown Chitlin' Switch?
Well, I should hope to kiss a bow-legged bum would be it is.
It is, huh?
Certainly it says that my Aunt Repugnant... You know old Puggy, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I know her.
She just had her 18th child.
Her 18th child?
Yeah, one more and she goes on We the People.
Boy, one more and she is We the People.
I think they needed that last one for the umpire.
Parenthetically speaking, I wonder what your papa said when you was born.
What an odd thing to bring up.
I guess that's what he said, all right.
Don't be son con Susie, will you?
No, I won't.
How is you ain't repugnant's farm?
Well, they just built a brand new barn down there. It's 4 miles long and a half an inch wide.
My goodness. Imagine having a barn 4 miles long and a half an inch wide. What do they keep in it?
Spaghetti. She's knitting me a sweater out of it tomorrow.
With that. Is there any news in there about your cousin Carbon Tetrachloride and his wife Ethyl Chloride?
Yeah, they had a little accident last week.
Yeah?
Yeah, they got the radio connection hooked up with the icebox, and the icebox hooked up to the radio connection. They got it all by mistake.
Yeah, well, what happened?
Now, every day they defrost the radio, and the icebox sings Molasses the Swoosh.
Yeah. I'll say one thing. You ain't Ethyl Chloride. She certainly is a homely old gal, ain't she?
Boy, she looks like a refugee from a face.
That ain't no face, boy. That's a sabotage. You know old Ethel? She has just about the sharpest nose I ever seen.
Oh, man, she ain't got no nose. That nose she got look like a pimple.
Oh, quit.
Certainly, my gal Ducky Pugh, she got a sharp nose.
Oh, is she?
Oh, it look like a dagger.
Yeah.
Certainly. You know, the first time I kissed her, I got kissed and my ears pierced at the same time.
Well, tell me, son, I forgot to ask you. Does it say anything there in that letter about your sister Euphrasia?
Yeah, she had a funny thing happen to her, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, she writes that she fell asleep in the bathtub yesterday and she left the water running.
Well, did the water overflow?
No, she kept her mouth open.
I see.
Then there's just one more last item here. My little brother Mimeograph's wife,
yeah.
She left him and she left in a funny costume.
Is that so? What was she wearing?
A nightgown and a frying pan.
A nightgown and a frying pan? Was she crazy?
No, she was cooking breakfast and the stove exploded.
Oh.
While molasses and January are getting armed to the teeth for another 5-minute enlistment in a training camp, Pretty Peggy Pepper is going to do something about the weather. What does the weatherman say, Peggy?
Rain, Jack.
Rain?
But he's wrong.
Well, now you show him. The weatherman was wrong. Make a noise like the weather, will you, Peter?
Oh, the weatherman was wrong. He predicted rain. Oh, no, he wasn't wise to your sunny smile or your starry eyes. The weatherman was wrong. He forecast a storm. Oh, no, he wasn't smart, for the boom-ti-boom was my thundering heart. Blow ye winds like a cyclone or a hurricane. I've got a cyclone of my own, and he's my weather vane. Oh, the weatherman was wrong, wrong again tonight. But whenever we're together, we don't care whether the weatherman's wrong or right.
We bet the weatherman's tearing his hair. He said we'd better love inside tonight.
But there's a perfect moon shining up there. Ain't it a wonderful sight?
Oh, the weatherman was wrong. He predicted rain.
Oh, no, he wasn't wise to your sunny smile or your starry eyes.
The weatherman was wrong. He forecast a storm.
Oh, no, he wasn't smart, for the boom-ti-boom was my thundering heart.
Blow ye winds like a cyclone or like a great big hurricane.
I've got a cyclone of my own and he's my weather vane.
Oh, the weatherman was wrong.
Wrong again tonight.
But whenever we're together, we don't care whether the weatherman is wrong or right.
America has two new symbols of power. Listen. Yes, the bugle call and the factory whistle are saying, "Wake up, America. There's work to be done." Millions of alert young men and women are doing their part in factory, farm, in shop and mill.
And don't forget, Jack, This year, more than ever, smart folks who work hard, yes, and who play hard, too, are discovering a marvelous way to help pick energy up. They take a minute out at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 4 o'clock to enjoy a cold bottle of Dr. Pepper.
Right you are, pretty Peggy Pepper. For Dr. Pepper's welcome, exciting flavor is just the ticket for a fresh start. You'll enjoy life more and get more work done, too.
Friends, if you haven't yet tried Dr. Pepper, make tomorrow your day to get acquainted with America's new favorite drink.
Remember, energy picks up. You enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. And now we find molasses in January in the Army again. We're in a tent where Private Molasses is asleep in his cot. It is early morning.
Taking lessons again, huh? I wonder what that can be. Uh-oh, here comes Sergeant January.
Hello. Hey, you. Hello. Hey, you, Private Molasses.
Yes, sir.
Get in the bed, huh? Get up.
I want to get up, Sergeant January. I just had the funniest dream. I dreamed two baseball cows was talking.
Two baseball cows was talking?
Yes, sir. One cow say, "Do you get the Giants score?" And the other cow said, "No, all I get is the Yanks."
Listen, get up from there.
Oh, I don't want to get up. I want to get the Giants. I want to feel so good today.
Oh, why not?
Last night I dreamed I was eating shredded wheat.
Well, what's terrible about that?
Well, look, my mattress is half gone.
Oh,
hey, Sarge, let me go back to sleep. I want some pillows au gratin.
Oh, so you is a dreamer.
Well, aren't we all? But the worst dream I ever had was the day before I joined the Army.
Yeah?
Yeah, Sergeant, I dreamed I turned into a monkey.
Well, that's not so bad.
Well, it wasn't bad, excepting for one thing.
What's that?
I woke up on the chandelier.
Listen here, enough of this nonsense.
Yeah, sir.
Get up out of that bed or you're going to get some KP duty.
Say, what kind of an E-flat hotel is this nohow? You people had me riding horseback yesterday for the first time. Now you expect me to get up and walk around today.
Oh, you call that horseback riding?
Was it during the ride? The horse throwed me up and down, up and down, up and down. He was trying to see could he catch me.
Well, you must have been out of practice.
No, the horse was. He missed me 5 times. But once, though, he did throw me up and down, and he did catch me.
Well, that's nice.
On the 5th bounce. Boy, they must give me a funny-looking old war horse to ride or something.
Yeah, well, how do you know it was an old war horse?
Somebody blowed a whistle and I went over the top.
Now, look here. Are you going to get up out of that bed?
Well, I will, Sergeant, old sock, if you promise to put me in the camouflage corps. I like to act as a camouflage, but no corpse.
Why, you leather-headed ape, you. What sort of a camouflage could you be?
Oh, I could be a smokescreen.
I can see thou getting some KP duty.
Why, you ugly looking...
Listen little... here, don't you start making cracks about my looks.
Huh?
Look at yourself.
Yeah.
Boy, what a nose.
Yeah, that thing you breathing through ain't no freckle.
Never mind, now stop the foolishness. Get up from there now.
Oh, now don't get mad. Don't get angry at me. After all, it's only a slight difference of opinion. He wants me to get up, and I want to stay in the bed. It's up to you to convince me to get up now.
Well, all right, then. If you don't get up, I'll hit you with this rock.
I'm convinced. Well, that is, I'm half convinced. I'll open one eye anyhow.
Well, my argument must be pretty strong.
Yeah, but it ain't strong enough. I shut the eye.
That settles it. Now I'm going to dump your bed. And goodbye, and get up.
Oh, me, ain't this floor cold? Dumping my bed. I got a good mind to tell what I think of that E-flat, Sergeant. He must be pretty far away by now, so I will. Now, you E-flat no-count idiot, you old pickle push, you big ape, you Seuss. I got a good mind to take you down, you flop-haired, funny-looking mud turtle of a sergeant.
Hey, what's that you said?
You're the... sir, what's that?
What's that you say?
Oh, I say, bed goodbye, KP, here I come.
Just keep those helmets on, boys. You're not out of the Army yet. And while we're waiting for the continuation of your affairs in the Army, I'll try to keep the ball rolling with a favorite song of mine, Home on the Range.
give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed, and I've asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that above. Oh, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Pretty Peggy Pepper, I've got a new idea for the improvement of highway markers.
Highway markers?
That's right.
What do you mean, Jack?
Well, you know the signs you see when you're driving into a town. The first one says, entering Martinsville, population 3,000. And you drive on, and pretty soon you see the sign, leaving Martinsville, come again.
Well, that's not very inviting, is it? How would you change them, Jack?
Why, that's easy. Say that you and I are the Chamber of Commerce, and we live in Happy Town. So when the folks approach our city, we have this big sign in red letters. Welcome to Happy Town. 30 places on Main Street sell Dr. Pepper. Stop, rest, enjoy yourself, and see the sights.
Say, that is an exciting invitation, Jack. And I think our town ought to have an official theme song, too, telling about the happy people who live there. Remember the jingle we made up?
You bet I do. I'll start. There's a place I know called Happy Town,
where everyone is gay.
They say life's fun because they drink
Dr. Pepper every day.
All the wise folk there take a carton home
to please each girl and boy.
Get 6 full bottles for a 2-bit piece.
Dr. Pepper you'll all enjoy. Ring the chime, ring the chime.
It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
At 10, and 2, and 4.
Yes, indeed, folks. And every home in Happy Town has Dr. Pepper in the icebox. 6 full bottles, only 25 cents. Order a carton today. When we last left Molasses, he was headed for KP duty. And now we find him in the camp kitchen as Sergeant January enters.
Hey, listen here, you Private Molasses.
Yeah, Sergeant January.
You know, I've just been eating the food that you cook.
How you feel?
Never mind, tell me. Is this ham you served cured?
Is there anything wrong with the cured ham?
Yes, it's had a relapse. I want to know another thing.
Yes, sir.
Do you believe in reincarnation?
Yes, sir, but us calls it hash.
That's just what I thought.
How you feel?
Never mind that. And another thing, that chocolate pudding that you made last night. Boy, it was awfully stale.
It was.
Was it? I broke 2 teeth on the whipped cream.
I didn't know you had that many left.
Never mind that. And another thing, I have a complaint to make about this here egg what you give me for breakfast. This egg is old.
I'll tell the kind world it's old. It's been here longer than you and me both.
Quit that.
Well, there's this old egg in it.
Well, never mind that stuff. Give me a fresh one.
Never mind. Just leave that one where it sits. It'll lay you a fresh one in a minute. I'll wring its neck for you if it don't.
Well, quit. Now, you know the food that you've been cooking around your boy certainly is awful.
How you feel?
I'm awful. I don't feel so good. That's what I'm trying to tell you. My stomach is so upset that I keep hearing voices in my ears all the time.
Maybe it's a swoosh.
It ain't no swoosh. It's something in my stomach. Uh-huh. Whenever my stomach is upset, I hear voices.
You swallowed whipped cream with teeth in it.
Oh, quit that.
You hear voices in your upset stomach?
Yeah, I do.
Do they give you a tip on the preakness?
Oh, boy, not them kind. Voices, I said.
Oh, voices. All
Never mind that. You come on out of that kitchen.
Yeah, wait till I eat.
Never mind. You can't eat. You come on. You got to help me test a new shell that I invented.
Well, I'll go with you, but I'd like to have pie.
Well, all right. Now, while we're walking down here over to the artillery range, I want to give you a little test in strategy.
Yeah, sir, some strategy.
Suppose you saw the enemy coming from the east.
Yeah.
You saw him coming from the north.
No.
You saw him coming from the south.
That's it.
What would you do?
Follow that old saying.
What old saying?
Go west, young man, go west.
Never mind the jokes. Now, cut it out. Here says that the cannon that we're supposed to shoot off.
Boy, that's a big old cannon, ain't it?
It's a big one.
I bet that thing shoot 10 miles and then throw rocks at you, huh?
Listen here.
I bet they don't even have to see you with that gun. All they need is your address.
Yeah, you can't. We got to shoot it off with this new shell here, what I invented.
Yeah,
now, you wait here just a minute while I go over here and I get some gunpowder.
Yeah.
Boy, I wish I'd stop hearing them voices in my ear.
How you feel? Let me look at this canyon. Doggone, ain't this a pretty piece of machinery? That's a persuader, ain't it? Oh, look down this great big old long hole in the end there. Look at all the little cemeteries down there. I think before we shoot it off, I better clean it inside so it'll be sure to shoot straight. I'm going to climb up on the gun. Now I get inside the gun to clean it. Uh-oh, I'm inside the cannon. Sure is pretty. It's, oh, doggone it, I'm stuck inside the cannon. I can't get out.
Tell me as I'm back with the gunpowder.
You got any slippery alum, Captain?
Yeah, molasses. Great Scott, where in the world is molasses? Well, I guess I'll have to shoot this gun without him. Where is that molasses?
Here I is, Daniel, in the gun.
My goodness, if I didn't know I was hearing voices, I'd think that it was molasses. You know that?
It is molasses.
Oh, no, it ain't. You're my upset stomach. Well,
how you feel?
I can't wait for molasses. I'm going to put some gunpowder in this here gun.
That's bad.
No, no, I won't either. I won't use gunpowder.
That's good.
I'll use TNT.
Bad again.
Now I'll put the dynamite in and give a little extra powder.
Molasses is a swoosh.
Now, let me see. Should I fire it off now or should I wait?
Wait.
No, I'll fire, then retire.
I'll expire.
In the moment, I'll be firing.
In the meantime, I'm press firing.
If a shell shoots, I'm in clover.
If it shoots, I'm in Dover.
Now, I just point the gun up to the sky.
Hey, Pete, catch me as I pass by.
Here goes.
Wait, Sergeant January.
Yes, sir, Captain Van Steen.
Yeah, wait.
What do you got in that gun?
Me.
Well, sir, I got 100 pounds of dynamite and gunpowder.
Well, take it out.
I'm the happiest, the most joyfulest, the gayest.
Put in a ton of nitroglycerin.
And the gayest.
Yes, sir. Now I'm ready to shoot. Here goes.
I'm a young thing and cannot leave my mother.
Sergeant January.
Yes, sir.
What have you got in that gun?
Me?
Well, Colonel, I got a ton of nitroglycerin, 500 pounds of saltpeter.
And 130 pounds of running molasses.
Well, take them out.
Yeah.
I see light.
Put in an ounce of solution X instead.
Only an ounce? That can't hurt me. I can see more and more light.
It's stronger than 10 tons of nitroglycerin.
Blackout.
I think I've pointed out towards the water.
Yes.
Well, here goes.
Point it toward the hay. Oh, me, oh, me, oh, me.
Hey, my goodness, molasses, boy, you was all tattered and torn.
Huh?
Where have you been?
Well, I was in that cannon you shot off and I landed in the water, oh, me.
Well, tell me, how's the shell I invented? Is it powerful?
Shell ain't no good.
It ain't?
Only went 1 mile, but, boy, I'm terrific.
Yeah?
I sunk a battleship.
Peggy, you know, I've been thinking of writing a play. Maybe for Broadway, maybe to put on the radio. And I want you to give me a good plot. Now, you ought to know about love interest.
Well, Jack, here's a plot of every successful play that's ever been written. Listen, boy meets girl.
Yes?
Boy loses girl. Boy wins girl.
It's never failed yet, Peggy. But tell me, How does the boy keep the girl after he's won her?
You're talking about romance, Jack. I'd say be nice to her. Buy her flowers, candy, take her dancing to picnics, and buy her lots of America's new favorite drink.
Dr. Pepper, a drink for energy.
Certainly, Jack. And what's more, you can buy Dr. Pepper with a flavor that's exciting, inviting, delighting, for only 5 cents at any soda fountain.
Say, I've thought of a great scene, Peggy. A boy and girl, sweet 16, sitting at a soda fountain with two glasses of cold Dr. Pepper, sparkling with lively carbonation, with cooling shaved ice in the glass. Why, I'll bet he might even propose to her right then and there.
Well, whether it's for love and romance, or just because you want a welcome, refreshing drink, Dr. Pepper is getting the call at soda fountains everywhere this season. So, to all our friends, I'd like to say, next time you're thirsty, next time you want to help swing your energy up, order a cold glass of Dr. Pepper. You'll like it.
Dr. Pepper's a great curtain raiser to more fun. Peggy.
Yes, Jack?
Isn't it about time for us to do a little double singing?
Yes, sure enough.
Well, then, let's go. You know where to, the Friendly Tavern. Join in, Peter. Music is playing, dancers are swaying,
laughing away each care down at the Friendly Tavern.
Everyone's happy there. All the lights are all twinkling, glasses are tinkling,
romance is in the air down at the Friendly Tavern.
Nothing else can compare.
That's where we'll find good cheer, meet the friends we hold so dear,
round out the old quartet
and sing a song together.
Time to get started, gay and lighthearted.
No need to ask us where, down at the Friendly Tavern.
Everyone's happy there.
So fill up your glasses with good old Dr. Pepper, drink her down.
At the Friendly Tavern,
they'll always buy around.
Music is playing, dancers are swaying, laughing away each care
down at the Friendly Tavern.
Everyone's happy there.
The lights are all twinkling, glasses are tinkling, romance is in the air
down at the Friendly Tavern.
Nothing else can compare.
There's where we'll find good cheer,
meet the friends we hold so dear,
round up the old quartet
and sing a song together.
Time to get started, gay and lighthearted, no need to ask us where.
Go down to the Friendly Tavern, everyone's happy there.
Neville?
What?
Boy, where you been all day? You almost missed tap tonight. Where was you?
Boy, I went out to the zoo all day long today.
Yeah, what cage was you in?
Number 7. I wasn't in no cage. Boy, I was out there walking around. I was lying to all the animals out there.
You was walking around lying to the animals?
Yeah, I was telling lies from one cage to the other.
You were?
Yeah, you know that great big old chimpanzee out there called Louise?
Yeah, I know Louise.
She thinks I'm gonna marry her.
Don't forget, next week at the same time, the Dr. Pepper Parade will be passing in front of your house again. Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and, of course, Pretty Peggy Pepper, who will again sing...
Bringing joy across the land,
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time.
10 and 2 and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.